This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is Damorie Smith the real reason we're getting a 17-game season? And what was Jerry getting at in this? So there's a really interesting quote. There's a really interesting story by Don Van Natta Jr. and Seth Wickersham on ESPN.
And by the way, when those dudes put something out, you should go read it.
Yes.
It's going to be a long read, but it's usually really, really, really good reporting.
So this, I just want to read you one passage about how intense it was during some of these negotiations. This is from Dominique Foxworth, who now works for ESPN, but then was an executive committee, a member. We're not playing 17 games, Jerry. It's not gonna happen. Jerry Richardson sat straighter in his chair. We can make you. We don't have to ask you. We're being nice by not saying, F you, you have to do it. Of course, these were not censored conversations, but you know. We're being nice by not telling F you, we're not playing, Foxworth responded. So then Richardson said, we're being nice by not telling you F you, we'll play with replacement players. Then Foxworth responded, we're being nice by not telling you F you, good luck filling up stadiums with Ryan Leaf at quarterback. Which again, if you read that, has to hurt your feelings a little bit if you're Ryan Leaf.
I think Ryan Leaf, of all people, has really understood and embraced what he is. I don't think that would hurt his feelings.
That's probably true. At which point, Damorie Smith stepped in and said, that's a lot of FUs, and then adjourned the room. So that just gives you some insight into the tenseness of the meeting when it came to expanding the schedule to start with. And then we go to this. I've always said that Damorie Smith, I do not believe, is good at his job because they have performed exceedingly poorly in negotiations when it comes to dealing with the NFL. And reading this article didn't really do a lot to change my mind, seeing as how at one point he did not concede to the 17 or then 18 game proposal, but essentially told them, look, the players, that is, look, that's a really strong union over there, and they usually get what they want, which is probably not what you want to hear from your labor representative in the moment, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
That the owners are a really strong union?
Yeah, and you're not, and they're right, probably going to get what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's tough. Because as I read this, like, I was trying to find reasons, because like you, Kevin, I don't believe Damorie Smith is incredibly good at his job. So I was trying to find reasons to just flatly go, look, boom, there it is. That's why he's really bad at his job. But I did find some instances where I could imagine him trying to balance the line between, yes, we want to be a strong union and get things done, but at the same time, understanding what we are and what the history has been with this union and how that ends up being tough. But one thing that I thought was really interesting was Upshaw. I think it's Gene Upshaw. Is that
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
The former
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, former Hall of Famer. Former
for playing football.
Yes, not for
negotiating.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
No.
And
he's a Hall of Famer in the owner's eyes.
Yeah,
and turned also, everything for the owners.
Yeah, he's also the NFL former NFL PA director. And he said when giving the job over to Damorie Smith that one major thing to remember is that the owners are willing to take a small negative in the short term to get a long term positive. And it seems like Damorie Smith did not take that to heart in the way that he should, because there's oftentimes in the negotiation, I think he's negotiated, what, 2 or 3 deals since. And it feels like every time one of those deals comes up, you can see the instances in which maybe the owners gave something up small, but ultimately they got the big win out of the negotiations.
how they let all the players have a vote, and I know that sounds like, hey, we're in the United States, everybody vote counts the same. When they let every player have a vote around this time last year, and then they just took what the owners gave on first negotiation, I was amazed by that. Like, you have player reps in baseball, and their vote counts for the whole team. Because when you let guys that are barely hanging on in the NFL, they're just going to take anything. There's no way that they would want to strike, because they're like, I'm not good. I might have 2 games left in the NFL. If I'm lucky, I have 20 games left in the NFL. I'm going to take whatever they offer. I'm not saying no to anything. And when you allow 50% of your people that are in that situation to vote, they will never vote for the greater good of the organization. They're going to vote for themselves to just get the 2 paychecks or the 10 paychecks that they have left in their career. And I know for some of you guys, like, well, good, that sounds like democracy. But then you really ruin it for the people going forward. But really, I put this on, you know, I know at times former Cowboy players, listen, I mean, people like Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, some of my heroes that I love those teams, they were the ones that started this process. Tony Dorsett and Danny White and Randy White, they ruined it back in the mid-late 80s and the early 90s. They gave in to everything the owners want. And so now when they want stuff for their concussions or their health, too bad. I mean, I hate saying this to the guys, and they're dying and their brains are jacked up. You guys stood for nothing in the 80s and 90s, so why do you want these players to stand up for you?
And, Mike, I'm glad you brought up the last CBA, because this they did, Wickersham and Don Van Natta Jr. come up with just, like, incredible reporting. They did a lot of a deep dive into the CBA negotiations and kind of the things leading up, and it seems like they do have player reps, and the player reps under the normal, or what we would consider the normal operations of the CBA or how the union works, the player reps did not vote in favor of this to move it along to the full vote. But Demaurice Smith, over the last few years, has developed a crew apparently within, like, the executive council, and they've essentially operated a coup to make it so that if there is something that within that small group of decision makers that they want to do, that they can kind of find a way to make it happen. I think that's one of the most interesting things in this read.
So let's give a perfect example of the unification for the owners and lack of unification when it comes to the players. I take you to Russell Okung, who the offensive tackle, and this is an interaction that he had with Andy Studebaker, the former Chiefs linebacker. Is Andy Studebaker had all these breakout sessions for these players, and they went through the list of ideas and everything like that, and we're like, oh yeah, we got stuff going on, here we go. So then 2 months later, Studebaker is having a meeting at the Chargers facility. He had, like, gone to each facility to lay out, like, hey, we figured it out and we had the breakout sessions and everything. And he listed the union priorities. And Russell cut him off and said, where the F are the things on the list? Studebaker replied that he had presented the same priorities to other teams. And Okung said, that's not the complete list. Guys, I have the complete list. I have the list because I recorded our breakout meeting. And most of the people in the room were like, what? And in that moment, somebody texted Demaurice Smith and other union executives to be like, hey, and this is the quote, RO just told the LAC that he recorded the breakout meeting. And so you could see in that moment that, like, what the union was pushing was not what the players had actually asked for and how that was causing problems. Compare that with the owners. When they were having their discussion about how they were going to present everything, all Jerry said is he unmuted from his yacht and said, quote, our body language needs to reflect confidence. And Roger Goodell said, well said, Jerry. And they all were on the same page, because somebody goes, well, are we going to start the season? Are we opening? And Roger Goodell looked confused and said, yeah, we plan on opening. And so, like, they're all in lockstep. And I think the marquee thing from this article that has gotten a lot of people's interest is, of course,
the barn animals?
Yeah, the bizarre Jerry Jones quote, and I will read it to you now.
Please censor yourself.
I will. Jerry Jones took the floor. Quote, look, My daddy grew up on a farm in southwest Missouri. Every so often in the spring, the wind would come from a different part of the country, and the moon would set a different way, and the owls would start effing the chickens. And nobody said anything, and they just looked at him. So he continued, "The owls are effing the chickens. It makes no sense that they turn this down, but it's a great thing for us."
Yeah.
And I mean, hence, they had no idea.
It's a crazy quote, but I mean,
I sort of understand his point.
It's amazing how we all, I mean, I guess the players just don't know or understand how all the others, especially baseball players, I can't speak for basketball players here, how we laugh at how much more popular football is, how much more money they generate, and how stupid the players are and the Players Association that they can't get more rights for themselves. If the baseball players are two times less of a product, which we are, and we know this, we are a worse product than football, and they're two times better than us. Yet we have 10 times better the standards, the way that we're treated than football players. But because they're the chickens, you know, and the owners are the owls, it's fine because we know whenever we want, we can do whatever we want to them. Yeah. And it's amazing that they take it like this, but they do.
And a large part of this is leadership, right? Like there's been a
– yes.
And within this piece, there's a lot of maybe three times, Kevin, instances where it was noted where Demaurice Smith maybe like set a priority and a bargaining line of where the NFLPA wanted to be. And ultimately on the back end, you found out that the owners would have been willing to go further.
Because and I read him say – I think it was Demaurice Smith who said – I like the combat. Not everybody's up for it. It seems to me that that line got moved because I feel like, though this is not explicitly said in the article, that the owners gave him a really good idea of what they would accept with less of a battle. And that's what he tried to push versus what the players were actually looking for at various points in the negotiation. And that is very, very bizarre to me. And to Mike's point, it makes no sense. Like, if any time the NFL you would think would have some leverage, you saw the XFL dead. You saw the AAF dead. So I think Foxworth's point about, yeah, good luck filling up those stadiums with Ryan Leafs, I think he's got a really good point. You saw the TV ratings die on the vine for those leagues, and I would make the argument right now that the players have more leverage than they think. I know they don't want to sacrifice years, and that's the other issue, is Demaurice Smith, I'm sorry I didn't bring this up earlier, Demaurice Smith, I think, was telling them don't strike while he was saying be ready for a strike, because he said you need to be prepared for a 2 to 3 year work stoppage. Well, for how many players in the NFL is that a non-starter straight away? If you say you cannot cash in on your tangible ability for 2 to 3 years when the average career is 4 years, that's a non-starter for what? 60-80% of the NFL?
But you know what's the lie, too, is, real quick, Reggie, MLB players' average career, the exact same as NFL. Like, people think, oh, NFL players' careers are much shorter than MLB players' careers. They're the exact same. They're not longer.
On average, at the very least.
Yeah, on average, it's the exact same. So, like, well, football players' careers don't last as long. Nope, they're the same.
And on top of that, like, there's discussions about, because, you know, if in a work stoppage, the union is also there to help save up, you know, develop a war chest so that the money can go around. And they did that. But at the same time, one of the reasons in which the players did not really believe in the union is that Demaurice Smith loved to get in these legal battles that were destined to lose and spend millions upon millions of the NFLPA money doing that stuff instead of adding that back in, where the number was somewhere around $55 million in a certain year on average, compared to like 12 and 15 with the NBA and MLB on those types of litigations. And they would just spend an abhorrent amount of money on things that they didn't need, and then they wouldn't have the money to, you know, actually support their players to push towards a work stoppage, which is really the only real way that they can get what they want, as we've seen in basketball and baseball.
If you want to see fun, long-form journalism, I know The Athletic has really taken a lot of the lead on this, but this is an excellent long-form piece, insightful into negotiations from ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.